AI. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I got an extra drop of bliss on this morning. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. So link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. That's USAprepares.com. And if you need to visit something that you heard on this broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. What a meetup last night. There were three of us on stage. Pastor Aaron Brummett, you're going to get a chance to meet him on Friday. Pastor Brummett is a street preacher, and he's been arrested. He's out on good behavior. So he came to join us last night at Ziggy's for the meetup, and he talked about the First and Fourth Amendments. He's going to be with us Friday. It seems like everyone that was at the meetup wanted to join his church. Seriously, you're going to get a chance to meet a very interesting young street preacher who is an 8-year veteran of the U.S. Army, and he's willing to be arrested to stand up for our rights. And if you join us at a meetup, you're going to get a chance to see Dr. Howard Shane, Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, Roy Birdsong, Len Pence, Ken Hurley, Linus. Linus will be there, John Reagan, and a few of your other instructors. Eric Lancaster is with us. He's the executive vice president of Terraganics. You've heard their commercials right here on Genesis Communications Network. Well, I like Eric Lancaster so much. I enjoy having him on the broadcast. He's a great guy. He's been to the meetups. He's been to the Get Prepared Expos. And he's got a product that I find absolutely fascinating. I use his product at the farm. And I buy it. Okay? I don't want you to think that I get it for free. I pay for it. And I want to talk to you about several things. The application of this product to work with the radiation from Fukushima, and also the effectiveness of this product if you have pet odors. Now, we have 5 dogs and 5 cats on the farm. Everybody here has a job on the farm. The chickens do, the dogs do, the cats do. Even my 90-year-old mother has assignments here on the farm. All of us do. So we're going to talk about some of the benefits of some of Eric Lancaster's products and how it can eliminate pet odors the way it does here for us and how it can help you grow your garden. Welcome, Eric Lancaster.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, coming in pretty hot. is that me or is that just my headphones or?
Could be your headphones.
Okay, it's my headphones. Okay, Eric Lancaster. Yeah. Perfect. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for being with us. You know, we talk about Fukushima a lot right here on USAprepares.com because I think it is the worst thing that we've ever done to ourselves. Tell us about effective microorganisms originally from Japan. Please share with us what that story is all about.
Well, it kind of hits home for me, too, because my wife's Japanese, and her sister lost quite a bit of friends with the tsunami over there. You know, so we've seen a lot go on there. But the company that invented this whole product is based in Okinawa, and they did experiments after Chernobyl. Treating with soils, because that's the main thing that they do with the defective microorganisms, what we call EM. And they started noticing that in soils that were treated, the radiation levels started dropping. And then what they would do is grow plants, and the plants would be harvested, and typically the remediation process would be to grow the plants, remove them, incinerate them at really high temperatures, and then you could burn everything off and effectively remove the radiation from the soil. And you know, some of these papers that I've read that are back in the 90s are saying that the plants that they grew had no radiation. So they were trying to figure out what happened, and some research has come out since then that pretty much targets in on a group of microbes that happen to be in our product. It's a photosynthetic bacteria. And the photosynthetic bacteria can accelerate the half-life of radioactive materials. So, you know, the half-life is how long does it take to decrease its potency by half? Radioactive materials could be, I think, the ones in Fukushima are 130 years. And they found that you treat this with the bacteria, and it'll break it down to, like, 70 years. And then you keep treating it, so you just keep applying and keep applying. So you can effectively reduce that down into a very short period of time. And what they did in Russia was they did a lot of land applications, and then they did a lot of soil applications. So they had already had experience doing this. So when Fukushima happened, a group of guys that I used to work with actually are over there applying the product regularly. So the product's a liquid, and they can just go out and spray it in certain areas, just flood areas. You know, it's kind of like how we do farming. You know, we just apply a whole bunch of the bacteria out there, and it'll penetrate into the soil, and it's accelerating that breakdown of the radioactive material. So there's that application, and the information has been kind of slowly coming out. And actually, yesterday I went online to try to get some updates and found that there is a follow-up conference that was held yesterday in Belarus to follow up on all of this radiation research that they did in Chernobyl and what they've been doing in Fukushima. Of course, they don't have it all printed. but I did find a video that was done by some news network, and they were going around focusing mostly on one farm that had been using the EM for about 20 years. And the fruits and vegetables that were grown on this farm had no detectable levels of radiation, and yet his neighbors had detectable levels of radiation where their fruits and vegetables could not be sold. So regular applications will show you that you can actually defer or prevent or eliminate this radioactive material. And I did a similar digging, and there's some dairies and some other livestock operations that are all in that area. And same thing. Everybody that's using EM has no detectable levels of radiation, and yet people in the surrounding area will, since they're on the farms.
Eric, let me see if I've got this right.
we're shocking.
Absolutely, it's shocking. I've read stories about Chernobyl, and I've read stories about the downwinders, and I have somewhere on the farm a photograph of an eight-legged horse that was born deformed due to the radiation from Chernobyl. And the downwinders, the radiation was really high, and it landed from the air onto farmland. It landed on the grass. And what the Russians did was they built a computer system to make sure that the grass was still used for grazing by the cattle. The cattle would be brought to the market as meat, and the computer system would make sure everybody got his or her fair share of the radioactive meat. And that was one of the ways that they were dealing with this problem, because there was a food shortage at that time. Now, I guess what you're saying is that through the deployment of EM1, your effective microorganisms, on the soil that grows the grass and grows food, there's no detectable radiation in that food?
Not according to what I've been pulling up.
Well,
and people like my in-laws, actually, they have this environmental group of friends, and one of them happened to have one of these meters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Geiger counters. I don't know why, but he had one. And, my in-laws use EM on their farm. Mm-hmm. And, they went around their whole farm. They couldn't find anything. And then they went to their farm is right next to a golf course. And then they walked out into the golf course, and they found some detectable levels. And they're about 100 miles away. And the farms that are in this video that were done by this independent agency, they're in Fukushima. So even far away, they're getting this level, and the guys that are up in Fukushima are doing this, and they're getting that, the zero levels, non-detectable levels, so that they're getting an approval to sell their produce. And then some other places with some dairies are able to sell their milk with non-detectable levels.
This is absolutely fascinating. So this is the first sign of hope that I have heard, seriously, because we now have radioactivity entering the groundwater supply. It's been doing that for probably a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
The radiation has been entering the Pacific Ocean at fantastic rates. It's all over the Pacific Ocean. Fish and plant life in the oceans are contaminated with radiation. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who's one of our instructors here at USAPrepares.com, says don't eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean. I mean, he's that concerned about it. He's a physicist. And this is the first sign of hope. And I don't like using that word because the current administration uses it, and they've trashed the meaning of the word. But but this actually is in concert with the old definition, the original definition of the word hope. Eric Lancaster, Terraganics. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Eric Lancaster's with us. Terraganix.com. TERAGANIX.com. Eric's been with us at the expos, and he's been on the radio with us, and he's been at the meetups. Eric, what we're talking about is transforming radioactive cesium into non-radioactive barium, according to this article that I've been reading. That sounds like we really do have a chance to reduce the harmful effects of the radiation poisons that are coming out of Fukushima. Now, you must be very, very concerned about your relatives over there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my in-laws live about 100 miles away from Fukushima, and then my wife's younger sister, not the youngest one lives in us, but she lives over on the Sea of Japan side, so she's about 3 hours away, but there's a reactor like a half hour away from where she lives. So, you know, we had Skyped and everything during, once they had electricity, and you could see the camera just shaking. I mean, it was just surreal. Watching every second or every couple seconds, there were just, you know, shakes and aftershocks. They have a farm, and, you know, you think about how they are and how are they surviving, and you know, they do use EM and they spray EM everywhere, but, you know, there's radiation everywhere. over there. So it's a big concern. And my wife, this summer went over with the kids. This is the first time they've gone since it actually happened. They tried to stay a very short time. And, you know, they came back and said that it's basically people just don't talk about it. You know, instead of dwelling on it all the time, they don't talk about it. They just keep plugging away. Yet, you know, everybody over here is very scared. They've got a lot of, obviously a lot of Japanese friends, and they're all extremely concerned about what's going on. And the other side is, you know, they also get very angry considering that the government refused to tell people that, you know, this reactor is spewing stuff all over the place. So, yeah, it hits close to home for sure.
Okay. So are you hearing reports firsthand or secondhand through your family of the effects of the radiation on the people? Are you seeing the thyroid cancers? Are you hearing about that in the people?
No, actually. And I think a lot of that is just because people don't talk about it. Mm. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, mentally they shut it down. It's kind of like when people that are abused block out the abuse. I think that's kind of what's going on, where you just live in this daily denial that any of this stuff's going on.
Have your relatives on your wife's side thought about leaving Japan?
I've asked the same question, and you kind of get this blank stare. Why? I mean, why would you want to stay?
You know, why? Are you kidding? Yeah. Right?
Their response to that was, we're in our 70s, what are we going to do? You know, it's too much for us to move, and you know, we grew up here, and we're going to stay here. It's kind of like people that, you know, stayed where Hurricane Katrina is. It's like, yeah, you see this massive wall of storm coming in, and you just say, well, I'm done, or if I survive, it's great. It's kind of shocking. I mean, the first thing that we did was we said, you know, come over to our house. You know, get over here if you want, and we'll get you a plane ticket. Get out of there. And they said, no. And
you know,
it was just like, what?
Eric, I can actually identify with what you're saying, and I'll tell you why, in a slightly different way. I have a relative who lives on the East Coast. I love him dearly. And I called him up the night before Hurricane Sandy hit. And I said, hey, how you doing? He goes, good. I'm watching the game. I said, great. have you been watching the news? He said, oh, yeah, I'm on top of it. And I said, you know, there's a hurricane coming. He said, yeah, I know. I said, it's aimed at your driveway. and he said, yeah, I know. I'm watching the news. I said, you realize what could really happen? He goes, yeah. And he wanted to go back to the game. So,
yeah.
I called him the next day. I said, how's it going? I called him the next day. I said, how's it going? He said, well, there's some transformers on fire in the neighborhood, and there's some damage. And yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty smoky. Eric Lancaster and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Eric Lancaster's with us. Terraganix.com, TERAGANIX.com. And Eric, why don't we take a few minutes and talk about letting the microbes do the heavy lifting in our gardens?
Sure. our big thing is that our message is really teaching people about soil health. And the most essential thing to soil health is having high levels of bacteria, microorganism populations, especially the beneficial ones. And the beneficial ones, what they do is they help aerate soil. They help with moisture retention. Big thing is nutrient cycling, so they help take the nutrients, but, you know, they kind of mine the soils, ingest different compounds, and then spit them out and as their waste products. Their waste products include enzymes, coenzymes, vitamins, organic acids, amino acids. All that stuff can be sucked up by a plant as is. Doesn't have to be converted or anything, because the microbes just did that. And then that, so the plant can take those nutrients and then push them into the fruits or vegetables that they're growing or nuts and increase the nutrient value of the plant. So you kind of focus on, you know, build that strong soil. And the microbes are really the essential key to that, because things like, we always get asked, is it safe with worms? Worms eat bacteria. Quite simply, I mean, so you think about worms, how beneficial they are to the soil. Well, they eat microbes, so if you are increasing your microbial populations, you notice more worms.
Mm-hmm.
Worms aerate the soil, they allow for water channel, they allow for water retention. They have their slime on their skin is actually an antibiotic, so it'll help control pathogens. So the worms are basically because of the microbes. The plant health is because of the microbes. And when you bring it all down to what makes that soil work, it's really the microbes. I mean, you can put in a bunch of rock dust powders, but if you don't have a high population of bacteria, you're not going to be able to put in these organic acids that start to etch or break down those minerals and make them available in the plant. Yeah, so they're the key for everything that happens in the soil. So you say they're doing the heavy lifting even though you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to say when I was growing up back in the 1950s, you are what you eat. And yesterday, I was at Dr. Howard Shane's office for a dental checkup. And in his office, he has a medical broadcast that he picks up and he puts on the monitors in his waiting room. And there was a woman there who had she was of slight build. Let's say I won't say she was thin, but she was certainly not overweight. And her foot was really, really inflamed. And it was the size of a foot that might be on someone four times her size, literally. And what the result of this medical show was, you know what, you're not eating right. You're eating things that have a lot of chemicals, and I call them extruded foods, you know, processed foods. And because she was eating so poorly, it was not helping her get over her illness. And her foot was just, she was in pain all the time. And one of the answers that the medical team that was helping her suggested was a radical change in her diet to eating good food. Now, I guess what I'm saying is, if you are what you eat, and if the plants don't have the proper nutrition, they can't provide us with the proper nutrition for our bodies. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, completely.
Okay. And I can tell you that when I eat out of our garden, I feel a lot better than when I have restaurant food. Absolutely no question. I mean, I can really feel the ill effects of eating at a restaurant compared to growing our own food right here on the farm. So I'm in that same camp.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit more. Let's talk about yield. What about not only the quality of the food? Is there a difference in the yield if you use effective microorganisms? And you mentioned EM. So EM. Let's talk about EM1 after you describe the effect in terms of yield.
Well, think about us, you know, related to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we are not getting enough nutrition, we're not going to be able to produce. We're not going to be able to perform. You know, it's people get tired in the afternoon, or you know, even in the morning, they'll never wake up. That's part of a lack of getting the proper nutrition. If you think about it as a plant, where's the plant going to get the majority of its nutrition? It's going to get it through the soil. So if the soil has, you hear people talk about pH, you know, we did a show on this too. Certain pHs will lock up different nutrients. So the plant can't even access certain nutrients depending on whether it's a high pH or a low pH. And the plant then is susceptible to pretty much anything because it doesn't have the nutrition to have its own health. Or you think about it like an immune system. So something comes buzzing along, lands on it, starts picking away at it. Usually that's because it doesn't have enough nutrition or it's putting off a different color. So you look at sick plants, they're usually paler. They may even be yellow or have spots on them. Insects are attracted to that. So they're culling the weak ones. And if you turn around and you have a plant that has nutrition in it, it's going to be able to fight off that type of stuff. But it's also going to be producing like crazy. You know, we've had some yield data where we've got farms that are on our programs and they're yielding Cynic onions. They're getting 2,200 sacks an acre of onions, 50-pound sacks. The farms, the neighbors that are not, they're using the same fertilizers, the same fertilizer program. They're not on our bacteria program, running into the irrigation and foliar sprays, and they're yielding around 1,200 sacks. So they're about half the yield. The other thing is what we notice when we start growing is not only do you get a whole bunch more, but they're also almost the same size. And that's a lot to do with the nutrition availability. So you'll get onions where sizing out could be small, medium, large, jumbo, colossal, you know, when they're going to be double bulb. And we'll have our farmers using it year in, year out, and they're getting all jumbos and colossals, no small, mediums, and larges. And it's consistent on 100 acres, 200 acres, 300 acres. And the same thing where watermelon growers are just saying, you know, it's a lot easier for me to predict my harvest on what sizes I'm going to grow because I'm not going to have a small, medium, medium, large, and, you know, medium over jumbo. And, you know, what I end up with in the field, I end up with pretty much the same size, which makes selling it just so much easier because you can pretty much guarantee this size. Same thing that happened with pumpkins, tomatoes. You know, we've got hothouse tomato growers that are, you know, 300-acre farms, and they're getting consistent crop size. That all ends up in more weight, right? And that part of that weight thing is how much more nutrition do they have. And your fruits, it's how much sugar do they have through the bricks. They use a bricks meter, and that'll tell you pretty much how much sugar there is. That sugar is always increased, so you'll have a denser food, and that's part of your yield. It's not like, oh, I got, you know, 100 more watermelons. I've actually got a watermelon that weighs a couple pounds more than when I didn't use this. And that's because there's more stuff in it. I'm having a watermelon overstuffed.
Eric, we're talking about the use of a product your company calls EM1, Effective Microbes or Microorganisms 1. Can you tell us about the cost? How do you? I imagine a lot of our class today are homeowners that are interested in gardening and that are interested in raising their own food. They may be even interested in doing what Mrs. Finelli wants to do, which is have me build a greenhouse because she's concerned about the radioactive fallout. So if we had a home garden, a greenhouse, and we want to raise food for our family on our own little plots of land. EM1, how is it sold and how much does it cost?
Okay. Follow along. I'll go through this kind of slow because it's two steps. We sell EM1, which is a kind of like a super concentrate. So a gallon of EM1 is close to $60, right? That may sound expensive. But what you do is you take that EM1 and mix an equal amount with molasses and 20 parts water. So that 1 gallon of EM1 will now turn into 22 gallons of product. And that ends up, if you drop the cost, now you figure divide 60 by 22. Right? So now you're down into like the $2 range or something like that. And that material is what we call activated EM. We have recipes on our website to show you how to mix the stuff. And what you do is take this and say like you're going to make a gallon. Because on average, say like a 10 by 10 garden. And this is kind of silly if you think about the average person of a 10 by 10 garden. They're going to use an ounce a week of this activated product. And they'll spray it on all their plants. You just use a hose end sprayer. And say you go out Friday evening, you know, Friday afternoon, just around dusk, and just kind of spray everything until it's wet. Just once a week throughout the whole growing season. So you figure, okay, I'm going to use an ounce a week. How long's my growing season? Yeah, but you don't even need a gallon for the whole season.
Right. Right.
So you look at it and say, well, I could buy a quart. A quart's $22. That's going to make 5 gallons of product. Well, that's still too much. The economics of this are just, it's silly. It gets down to, pennies. You just set up a cycle, like a reminder. We're working on, one of these phone apps just to, remind you, hey, time to spray your plant. So you just go out and you put a little bit of that, the activated EM, and spray your plants, spray your soil. We have people that wash their plants after they pick them. It's what we call post-harvest. That extends the shelf life. We recommend about using it for composting or recycling all your food waste. And then if you start doing that, then you don't need to buy any fertilizer. And then the soil, and you can do it throughout the whole growing season.
Eric Lancaster, Terraganics.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guys' You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with a Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a response.
resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I always have a lot of fun when Eric Lancaster's on the broadcast classroom with us. And we're talking about using microbes. Microbes produced by Terraganics. Terraganics is an advertiser on Genesis Communications Network. And I invited Eric to join us at the Get Prepared Expo. And he was there, and I purchased, well, actually, Mrs. Fennelly and I purchased EM1. And Eric, I'd like to share with you a short story about pet odors. Our daughter purchased a house, and this house, you know, was pre-owned. And the previous owner had some pets in it. And the basement floor had some pet urine on it. And it didn't smell so well. It really didn't. So we used effective microbes to eliminate that odor. Now, would you describe for us what your findings are and how it's done? We're talking about the same product class. We're talking about EM1 used to eat pet odors. Please share with us how that works, Eric.
Sure. It has a couple different effects in it. What makes the product unique is that it's fermented. So it's not isolated enzymes. It's not isolated microbes. You know, it's not freeze-dried or anything. And what you get is all the byproducts of the product that the microbes produce. Right, so you get the live microbes. They can act on chomping things down. But then you see, like, you'll see other products on the market, and they're enzyme products. those enzymes are extracted from a process like what we do is take the microbes, mix them with sugar and water, and then ferment them. They eat all the sugar, and then they produce organic acids, enzymes, vitamins, all this other stuff. If you pull out just the enzymes help in a reaction, right? So what we'll do is they'll come in, and you got urine, which has got ammonia in it, and so it's NH3. What it will do is the enzyme will attach to the molecule and start to cleave it, and it'll start to pull apart the bond in the molecule. So then once it starts to cleave it, the microbes that are alive can come by, and they can just kind of snatch up the nitrogen. Well, now all you have is hydrogen. Well, what's the hydrogen going to mix with? The hydrogen is going to mix with something else that's there. Typically, we're spraying this with water. Well, there's a lot of oxygen in there, and you start making more water molecules. And the process happens pretty fast, but if you think about microbes, they reproduce every 30 seconds. So you've got an initial reaction, which happens from the organic acids that are in the product, and then these enzymes that are, the organic acids are on contact, so they start to neutralize urine. And then the enzymes start to break it down, and then the microbes chomp it and pull it out of the solution. The other thing with urine is that urine has a lot of salt in it. That's why, you'll see where the urine is, that the urinate is on concrete. It starts to break up the concrete. Well, salts are minerals, which are necessary for life, so the microbes ingest the minerals and pull that out of solution. So then it starts to clean up any salt standing as well. So you got this combo effect going on just because you sprayed on the microbes. And it's not going to work with a freeze-dried product because the freeze-dried product still has to take time to react. Enzymes start the process. You'll have to reapply and then, hope that the microbes that are in the area are strong enough to actually come in and populate it and take over. That's why some areas where if you treat with some of these products, they don't break down. You know, the animal comes back and then goes to the bathroom there again. And they smell it. Well, our stuff would break down all the residual. And some things like I've had a cat that went to the bathroom in a fireplace. So it soaked into the brick. Well, I had to soak through the brick. Right?
Yep.
So it took a little patience, pouring on a little bit, but it eventually soaked through, and the cat never went back there.
There you go.
Instead of other people with dogs, same thing.
Yeah, but the cats are the toughest, I think. Eric Lancaster, yeah. Thanks so much for being with us. There's a link on the website, class, page one, usapreparers.com. Eric Lancaster, Terraganics, you can click on it. And for $22, you can get a quart of it. We have a gallon. But you can get that also. It's about $60 for the gallon. Eric, thanks so much for being with us. We'd love to have you back again and again. Your products absolutely work. So if you're a home gardener, I suggest you consider it. Coming up next, Janice Campbell, hour number two, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about schooling, learning, and children. We'll be right back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.